welcome to another edition of Seekers of Meaning, the podcast and TV arm of Jewish Sacred Aging. I am your host, Rabbi Richard Address. Thank you for joining us. Today, a little bit of a different approach to our usual podcast interviews. This is being posted on Shabbat Shuva, this bridge Sabbath between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And what I wanted to do is take an opportunity to just share some thoughts, especially on this very challenging and somewhat different high holiday period of time. On behalf of Jewish Sacred Aging and on behalf of the Seekers of Meaning podcast, first of all, let me wish you and your loved ones a sweet and healthy new year. This has been a challenging year. Certainly when we, most of us who walked off the Bima last, the end of last Yom Kippur, last Ni'ilah, we thought we were done with this particular iteration of services electronically, live streaming, whatever choice there was. Who would have thought a year later that we'd be back, trying to make sense, of this new reality, a reality that seems to be, hanging around for quite a long time. This is also a Shabbat and this high holiday period that comes just at a most bizarre time, perhaps more challenging and stressful than many other high holiday periods. Just in the last couple of weeks, we are trying to make sense out of Afghanistan and the earthquake in Haiti and the hurricanes on our shores, the wildfires out west, the continuous rise of anti-Semitism and the continuous rise in the challenges of the white supremacist movement, the polarization of our own political process in this country, the loss of civility, and speaking within our own community, the drift of so many of us, so many Jews from affiliation and identification with formalized, organized religion, and the challenges, both spiritual, familial, economic, and psychological, of this pandemic, now almost, believe it or not, almost 2 years old. And so the question really is, how can we come to the holidays, these very powerful days of awe, to do our own cheshbon hanefesh, the own accounting of our own soul, or as I sometimes like to call it, a tikkun hanefesh, the repair and the reexamination of our own soul, because that's what really this season of the year is all about. As we talk about in our work in Jewish Sacred Aging and in the podcast theme, we are all seekers, seeking meaning and seeking purpose and our own place in life. So many of the interviews that we do and the people who are kind enough to join us on the Seekers of Meaning podcast, where they are in their own life, their writings, their rabbinates, their work is about the fulfillment and the search for this sense of meaning. We're surrounded by so much change. We live constantly in this world of a promiscuity of information, which is not matched by wisdom, a promiscuity of information and a paucity of wisdom. And you know, as we talk to so many people and as we've talked to so many people on the podcast and so many people in workshops that we do as part of Jewish Sacred Aging, there's still this sense of, in many cases, drift, people without an anchor. And so to that end, I just wanted to offer for this high holiday very, very briefly, a sense of four values. I want you to think of a chuppah being held up by four poles. Well, most of us have been to enough weddings, Jewish weddings. And I'm going to suggest to you a philosophy, a theology, a foundation of faith, whatever you want to call it, based upon four values. And I want to suggest for you to think about this during the high holiday period and perhaps as you sit in services for Yom Kippur and even Sukkot and Simchat Torah and do that tikkun hanefesh. What can be that foundation of our own faith to try to make sense out of this world and give us a foundation of faith moving in to this brand new year of 5782, and all the that we cannot control. So there are four values that I just want to just make, bounce off of you and ask you to consider. They are Briut, Refuah, Kedushah, and Shleimut, which stand for health and healing, holiness and wholeness. And they speak to a variety of things that are happening in all of our lives. The idea of Briut, especially powerful during this pandemic, the idea of health. One of the sessions we do a lot of in Jewish Sacred Aging is the whole Jewish approach to health and healing. What that means, there's texts from Leviticus, Rabbah, and other places that talk about the power and the relationship of health to our relationship with God, but really is a reflection of how we view ourselves. And the idea, a reminder that when we pray this in the prayer book, that we are part in Judaism of a holistic medical model. That long ago, read your Maimonides, our tradition understood that there's this distinct linkage, powerful linkage between the mind, the body, and the soul. And the prayer books talk about this. In the morning service, we start with the prayer of the veins and arteries prayer, immediately followed by the prayer for the soul, the Eloha Neshama Shenatata Bi. And we're not only talking about physical health, but we're also talking about, and Judaism is rich in this tradition of two, of examining mental health, because we understood that there's this linkage. So this idea of health and the idea of staying healthy and keeping our, and being mindful of what we put into our bodies and how we treat our bodies is a reflection not only in our relationship to God, but really is a relationship with how we view our own self. And this idea of refuah, this idea of healing, is this wonderful passage in the prayer book. I think it's in the morning Amidah, which says, save us, heal us, O eternal, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. Blessed is God, the healer. But what we always point out in workshops, that this is a very, very insightful prayer from our tradition, because we do not pray for a cure. We pray for healing. And there are people that you know, and every clergy person that I know has had this experience, where people understand that they can be spiritually healed, but not necessarily cured of a certain disease. This is a very, very powerful understanding, this idea of healing, because as much of the tradition tells us, that we go through life and we are wounded and we do suffer losses and we do suffer disappointments. And the healing is not necessarily for a physical healing, but also a spiritual healing, a psychological healing. And that's part of who we are. And so when every congregation now prays the Misha Berach prayer on Shabbat evening or Shabbat morning, when the scroll is open, it's really not only a prayer for intercessory prayer, but it's really a prayer for our own self. And it is also a prayer now that we give thanks in many congregations to the healthcare workers who have labored so magnificently during this pandemic. So this is that second value of refuah, of healing. And there's this value of kedushah, of holiness. The Torah portions speak to this a lot. The Torah portions that we'll read on Yom Kippur morning, this idea of the Leviticus 19 holiness code, this idea of the idea that we have a system, a life system, that talks about a pathway to holiness. There's a passage from an old article from many years ago in a magazine called The Jewish Spectator, which I don't even think exists anymore, by Rabbi David Wolpe, who wrote this very, very interesting line. I'll quote it. Judaism is a life system that encourages spiritual awareness and moral passion. A life system. The life system that Judaism portrays is a life system that talks about engagement with life, engagement with other people. We call it doing mitzvot, but it really is a pathway to holiness. It is a literal code of living. We have many, many codes in Jewish life. But if you go back to some of the essence of who we are as a people, we understand that these codes, these laws, these customs, these rituals, these prayers really are part of a larger whole to embrace a pathway to holiness. So if we understand that we're looking at health, we are looking at healing, we're looking at a path to holiness, that can bring us to this fourth value of shlemut. Shlemut from shalom really is a sense of wholeness. And that's really what the holidays are about. That's really what Judaism's life-affirming views are about. And that is understanding that we search for this constant search in our life to with shlemut, this holiness, this wholeness of body and mind and spirit. This idea that we are all, as we say in Jewish sacred aging and from the tradition, I think it's from several texts, they're all mivakshim. We're seekers. We're seekers. And we're beginning a new year now, and we're still seeking. We're seeking that sense of wholeness, this, as some call it, spiritual integration, social integration, personal integration, that brings a sense of wholeness. It brings a sense of peace. It brings a sense of understanding and acceptance that we will make choices, as we'll read again on Yom Kippur afternoon and or during the day of Nitzavim, Parasha Nitzavim, that we've just read a while ago, that we have choices to make in life, and those choices are to be made for holiness. And in the making of choices for holiness, it brings about a sense of shlemut, of wholeness, that we are seeking that sense of wholeness. And the pathways to that are numerous. They're varied from person to person. But I would suggest to you that these four values that really are drawn from our sacred tradition of health, of healing, of holiness, and of wholeness really can form, I would suggest to you, a spiritual foundation for the year that is beginning. The year 5782 has a message that speaks to these four values. If you go to the Jewish calendar for 5782, you'll see that 82 is written with the Pei and the Bet. And the Pei stands in many ways, I would suggest to you to think about it as panim el panim, face to face. In the year that's dawning, we're going to continue to evolve and hopefully be able to reach out face to face, not only to other people to renew and strengthen relationships, but face to face with our own soul, with our own neshama, with our own dreams, our own hopes. And that bet obviously stands for this idea of creation, because again, that famous midrash that most likely all of you have heard from the pulpit of your own congregation, that bet which begins the Torah is closed at the top, closed at the bottom, and closed at behind us, but open to the future. That's why that midrash of every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we are called upon to begin to write our own scroll. So as we begin to write our own new scroll for this next chapter of our life from 5782, let us embrace panim al panim, the relationships that we have with others. Let's not be afraid to face the relationship that we have with our own soul. And in the pursuing of that new year, let's be guided by these four values of health and healing and holiness and wholeness. And to that, I wish all of you a Shana Tova, a Tzom Kol, an easy fast, a Chag Sameach for Sukkot, and most of all, a year of peace, of health, of joy, happiness, and love. Tudah Rabah, Shana Tovah.